This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'm not a quarterback from California. I'm not from Texas. I didn't necessarily go to, you know, like Alabama or some of the school. I went to Missouri, and I'm proud of that. And I'm proud that I can put on for the University of Missouri and for myself and for Kansas City, Missouri. You know, not typical of a Midwest, you know, cue to come out and be at the podium I'm standing at right now. And that means a lot to me. I think the Senior Bowl ended up helping people see that a little bit, and hoping tomorrow it'll help me out some more. Now, I'm not a quarterback from California.
All right. Drew Locke with a very successful weekend at the Combine. And Martin, you kind of knew he was going to nail it because a lot of that is interviewing, and he's a smart kid and a nice kid. And then a lot of it is throwing, and we know about his throwing talent, and he also ran a pretty good 40. So a pretty good weekend for Drew, who I think is going to go top 20, maybe 15 to the Redskins.
I think there was very little doubt all along that he'd be a first-round pick. And well, so when I know when Strick hopped in there, I'm not sure, other than his personal mock draft, where he didn't have him in the first round, I think we all sort of knew where this was going. And I think now it's just a question of how will he pay you? I mean, will he bring a giant bag of pennies? That's possible.
Gift certificate to gift one certificate. Of his sponsors.
Is there a hockey place out there that's not in business anymore? You might be getting a gift card to that.
Some used Bauer skates.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, why don't you and Monique get a little skate sharpening here? Here's a little gift card for you. But good for him. I think the Combine is still on the silly side of things, where these guys who have great careers then have to go to Indianapolis and run around in their underwear and say, hey, let's see if you can catch a ball. Let's see why you had all those parking tickets. Let me ask you a little bit about your family. It's a weird deal. It looks like such a cattle call, doesn't it?
Yes.
It does.
They're just running. We're sitting at Hot Shots on Friday, eating some tater tots. Oh, that guy looks a little slow to me. You got all these old guys with clipboards.
Don't you feel sorry, too, for some of those big linemen who are 3:30 and they got to run and then weight's kind of juggling around?
Right.
Oh, boy.
It is always weird to me with them because it's a 40-yard dash. How often is a lineman going to run 40 yards during an NFL game?
How often does a quarterback run
40 yards?
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, if Drew Locke never takes off as an NFL quarterback, I mean, it's going to happen every once in a while. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's not where you're going to draft him for. I mean, I hope he does well just because there's so many haters with him that I'll never – all he did was play at Mizzou. Now, were there a lot of signature moments? Maybe not. Overall, very good career. Love Mizzou. All he does is talk about Mizzou. There's nothing to dislike. You can say my honest opinion is that he's not going to be great in the NFL. That's fine. And I'm not sure that he's going to be a star in the NFL. I've never said that. I just don't understand the kind of the venom towards the kid, you know?
Yeah.
I've never understood that.
And that's a good way of describing it, as venom. Hey, our friend Bill McDermott went to the new Kimmel's in Westport over the weekend. And Bill had the calzone, which he liked. And then he sent me an interesting thought. He says, the place is really busy. It's a great setting, perfect lighting, and plenty of different rooms. But for me, the highlight is the bar, Martin. Who knows? It could become St. Louis's version of the Polo Lounge. We'll definitely be back. So if you get a chance, Kimmel's is one of our new sponsors here. Have some of the finest steaks. We brought all the Italian specialties, the calzones and the manicottis and the lasagnas and the cheese bread. But boy, what a selection of steaks. And it's really the sleekest and coolest new steakhouse in St. Louis, Kimmel's in Westport.
And Westport is bumping again. I mean, there's a lot more activity there. Worldwide put that building. That changed things, no doubt about it. So it's the old Deerdorf and Hart's location for Kimmel's.
Yes, that's right. And speaking of worldwide, so we were with Jim Cavanaugh the other day. And so what's your take on this whole thing? It seems like the way the commissioner is telling Taylor Twellman, you know, there's a bunch of cities that are involved, but now we are down to two. It could come as early as April. It's St. Louis and Sacramento, and down the stretch we come.
The part I didn't understand was this attendance push for the FC. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to get 20,000. I mean, you're going to get 4,000 to 6,000 on a given night, which is great. There isn't a overwhelming number they could put in that building that would wow the commissioner. You know what I'm saying? It's only so big. So even if they sell it out, it's not like Cincinnati's USL team getting 20,000. So I'm not sure how that's going to change matters. The confidence level seems to have always been there, whether it's CKB or Kavanaugh, the people with the nice, pretty white teeth. They've always seemed confident. Now, until it's done, you can't be overconfident. Things have fallen apart in this town for professional sports, but the confidence level on the inside seems to have been there.
I just can't But we've taken so many like punches in the gut. I just couldn't picture taking another one in April when we know the announcement's about to come down. Everybody's watching on TV, and Commissioner Garber says, and the 2018 will be sacred. You know, boy, I just couldn't imagine that.
And that quote to USA Today last week where he talked about regional rivalries, they're looking for a Kansas City, St. Louis. You've got Nashville, Cincinnati recently added. I don't know. I'm not sure what else. We want the corporate sponsorship. We get that. But you've got owners with deep pockets, with St. Louis roots. We just need those renderings. If I could just get a new design, I'm dying. All we have is the footage of them wearing the scarves at the Matthews Dickey Club. Was that where it was?
That's right.
Back in September, whatever it was.
In fact, Jim mentioned, should I wear the scarf during the interview? I said, you're really not like John Mozeliak. Like, I don't think you have to. So. Mo's the only one we know that does interviews with scarves on, correct?
Yeah, and probably and also the only one wearing scarves in Florida.
Can one of you guys do a sit-down with him and also wear a scarf and see if he says something?
And do a lot of cutaways of ourselves nodding while wearing the scarf.
Maybe a sweater wrapped around our waist, too.
Just dress as Mo and interview him.
Trying to remember before he was the GM. I think he was always fashionable, but it seems as the GM, with a lot more attention on him, he's taken it to another level.
Oh, yeah. He's gone to the Jeff...
Abelin?
Yes.
You think? He's a little consulting?
Oh, yes, he is.
Has he worked with Abelin?
He has. Can't you tell?
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess the ableification of Mo
should have been... I like that.
That's the best.
That should have been rather obvious to me. Now that I didn't know that was official.
But now he's not wearing quite the shocking things that young Jeff wears. But you can tell there's an Abelin panache about him.
Yeah, there's a very metrosexual vibe that works for them. Like, I couldn't pull that off. Now, if I get a workout in that lasts a little longer than 6 minutes, I might be able to dial it up.
6 minute Kilcoin workout. All right, how about the interest in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament for you this week? I think it's really exciting. I mean, it always is good, but the fact that anybody can beat anybody, and we just saw SIU, you know, beat up on Loyola.
Yeah, and I think the fact that Wichita State being out of it, even though it was fun having a really good team that could make a tournament run, it got kind of old where it was, now they didn't win it every year, but you just assume they would win it every year. You know, I think this makes it more interesting where six teams could win it. Loyola clearly is kind of putting it together late in the year. I don't know much about Drake. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I watched a lot of their games, but I think from a Valley interest level, if you just like good basketball, you should see a lot of really good games.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times teams that make that great run the year before, if they bring back a lot of players, even though they may not be quite as good, they still have that feel, that instinctual, you know, touch for the game when it really counts, and it kind of carries over. And teams that make that big run, the next year they still do okay. You know, even like the Eagles, like this year, they won the Super Bowl, they still won a playoff game, you know?
And I think this weekend, Loyola with that champions pedigree from a year ago, don't you think they're going to kind of kick it into another gear that they know?
I mean, I think so.
Because if they don't win this weekend, they're not going back to the NCAA tournament. And you had that great run to the Final Four last year. Don't you think that roster, I mean, they all have a hunger. They all want to get there, and it's a great story if Missouri State wins or if Carbondale wins or if Chuck's Bradley Braves win. It's a great story. But for Loyola, I think they know deep down what it means to get back there. That, I mean, they're the top seed, but I also think they have that kind of that pedigree that none of the other teams have. And I'd be fine with any number of those teams winning, but I wouldn't hate to see Loyola go back with a chance to make a little more noise once again.
Yeah, but if I had to pick one team I'd want to win, I mean, Loyola would be second, I think. I would
Carbondale?
Yeah, I would like to see him. Gosh, he's been at it for so long. And, you know, the Natives were a little bit restless early in the year with him, too, so it'd be great to see them.
I think it was the AD last year in the spring after the season who said, next year it's NCAA tournament or bust. And then things kind of got sideways, and all of a sudden the AD disappeared.
Yeah, he lost.
He won that war. And now you got Jerry Kill, who's the AD at Carbondale, which is kind of an amazing story in itself.
Yeah, former great coach, and then went to Minnesota and battled some big-time health issues.
And then the Blues vacate because the Valley takes over. Have the Blues given you a reason to be nervous? I'd say no. Now, if you go to California and you play poorly a couple of games in a row.
Yeah, you know, what really... so for a stretch there, it was all about Jordan Binnington. Now, you know, if Binnington comes back to life a little bit, you're going to need a little bit more from your offense. So today, you know, David Perron and Braden Shen are going to be on the ice. This is going to make you a much better team. I mean, if Perron, when he left, was your second-best offensive player and Shen was your MVP the year before, that's a huge infusion of talent.
Hasn't Shen become the new Schwartz, where he's sort of this key piece, like he's all of a sudden missing – like kind of holds that one line together.
You're right, yeah.
And we used to always say that about Schwartz when he's – I think the overall math still says when he plays, their one-loss record is significantly better. That's always been true with Schwartz. But something's happened with him, and it may just be accumulation of the injuries. The importance of Schwartz, we don't talk about that anymore.
Well, that's the thing is, heading into this season, you thought conservatively you would get 20 goals out of Schwartz and 15 out of Pat Maroon. You're not getting even close to that, not even close, and yet here you are in a pretty good playoff situation.
And I think Shen has missed six games, but Perron is close to 20. You know, and that's like a quarter of the season,
yeah.
And he was having a great year. But if you get Shen back, maybe that gets that top line going, because if you look at some of those lines on a given night, the star power is lacking a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and you can see why they're not scoring a ton of goals.
It's a really interesting hockey team when you're trotting out Shen, O'Reilly, and Tarasenko. I mean, that is really, really good. And then that doesn't happen all that often where you just say, okay, our three best players are playing together, and that's the way it's going to be.
And the Blues aren't stupid. They lost a couple of games. What was announced today?
Dog.
There's a Barkley Day coming up at Enterprise. We said that
nice.
Charlie and I pointed out when they were really struggling, the dog was very prominent on Twitter. Beautiful little distraction. We love Barkley. We love dogs. And then they started winning. They stopped talking about Barkley. But now, two-game losing streak, there's going to be a Barkley Day at Enterprise Center. How about Friday night, the goal that Jake gave up that allowed Carolina to take the lead, where he got stuck out of the net,
yeah.
Ends up with an open net. You feel bad for the guy, but it had just such a Jake moment feel to it, didn't it?
It did.
Where it's a 2-2 game, you're watching like, hey, this could go either way. And then that moment happens. He said after the game, it's my fault, that can't happen. But it just felt very Jake that those moments kind of always happen to him.
Yeah, he took full responsibility, but I don't think people really care about that now. So.
And Strick had the Carolina owner on Hockey Sense on Friday. Now, I recorded it, so I didn't want him to give away the whole thing, but he did tell me that the Carolina owner said, listen, I'm a businessman, and all the criticism of their post-game celebration, what they got called the jerks, and they've kind of had fun with that. He said, last I checked, we're in the entertainment business. So the Carolina owner is not apologizing for their post-game celebrations and how much fun they have.
Holyfield knocking them out. That was pretty good.
Because when you think Carolina hockey, you think of Andrew Holyfield.
That's right. Yeah, Shen is the new Schwartz, but Schwartz is the new Steen. A lot of hard work, but little production. Splashback Deuce. He shoots and scores there. Maryville University continue to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution, and one campus is a core value of the institution. It really is outstanding at what they do. Continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus is a core value. They do great work. We appreciate them being with us, maryville.edu. Also want to tell you about the Bomarito Automotive family. Nobody has more. Nobody sells more. 20 locations. They are in your neighborhood. 16 service centers. We know your car better than anyone. Bomarito Automotive Group, your number one choice for automotive needs. A couple of more quick texts here. Getting Shen and Perron back, like making a couple of trades without giving anything up, from Concerned Blues Fan, 1951. Martin has a new video coming out, 6-minute flaps. Oh, that's terrible.
By the way, North Dakota State University visiting the White House today, the football team, for winning FCS, I guess.
Uh-oh, what are they being served? What kind of food?
Big Macs and Chick-fil-A.
Even though the budget crisis is over.
Yes, here's the spread right here.
Big, I don't know. I don't hate
boxes.
That.
I think it's fun.
It is kind of fun. Who cares?
But how do you keep them? Fast food, you have a 10, 15-minute window tops.
They go through the drive-thru. I'll take 48 cheeseburgers.
Yeah, you're getting, by the time you do the photo op and get to your burger, isn't it cold at that point?
I think it's fun because.
You would think the White House could be able to handle that.
Right.
You know.
I got some warmers.
Only Iggy Strode can handle.
No, but you know what? Some guy went to Harvard or Yale, some staff member who had big dreams about working in the White House and doing great diplomatic things, and then suddenly he's being told to run to Chick-fil-A and pick up 90 sandwiches.
Hey, where's Tom at? Yeah, Tom, come over here. Oh, yeah, Mr. President, what is it? Oh, I've been meaning to talk to you. I've got this budget proposal. It really counters that new Green Deal. Yeah, right. Anyway, we need you to go to Chick-fil-A.
Go to McDonald's, get 100 Big Macs. This is why you went to school. Go.
I'm glad he's consistent, though. Didn't they say it was insulting to the Clemson team?
Not, it's
and I was
fun.
Like, it's not that big a deal.
No.
Although if Frank and I were there, we'd complain a little bit. That was, came all this way.
Strip steaks? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, the Rams were 4-12 and we were eating Outback steaks.
Yeah.
We would show up. We wouldn't even. Frank, are you off today? Yeah. You just came by media day? Oh, yeah. Just I'm on my way through town.
So who doesn't go? Like, the Warriors will not go to the White House. And then did the Eagles?
I think so. I think the Red Sox plan on
going. I think
going.
Some players are skipping.
Yes.
But the Warriors might be the only
team
not going.
What about college football? Clemson did. Yeah, that's where the burgers came from.
New England will go. But I wonder if Trump brings up crafts issues, because that would be hilarious if he brought up the Jupiter thing.
I didn't know that North Dakota State, God bless them, I didn't know that they warranted an invite.
Neither did I.
You know what I mean? Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
God bless them, but where do you draw the line? Are the NCAA hockey champions going to the White House?
Bowling.
What about the women's basketball champions? Do they typically
They've
go?
They've gone before. Yeah, they go. I know women's is gone.
Yeah. Every year?
Yeah. I'm not sure if they go
bowling,
under Trump,
yeah,
but I've seen UConn and Tennessee go before.
Speaking Lacrosse?
Of Kraft, did you hear that the two women that he was allegedly with at the parlor were like 45 and 53 respectively?
Mm. Oh, younger women.
Nice of you to say respectively at the end of that. But
So it's not like the 16-7. I mean, it doesn't make it right, but
wasn't quite as slimy as we pictured initially.
Yeah.
And who's the other big name? Didn't Schefter promise another big name?
I think that was a misdirection by Adam.
God, that'd be interesting if that really was, like, to take away from the NFL.
I think the bootlicker,
negativity.
The bootlicker tried to distract attention away from one of his people.
Wow.
One more spot before this break. Dr. Michael Jones, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Board certified in ophthalmology, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Michael Jones. I'm going to head to the Blues skate. I know you
hold them
some...
accountable, Frank.
Yeah.
Ask them why they're losing now.
Two losses in a row. That's unacceptable. We're going to dig in a little. The spring stats, what do they mean? Let's learn a little fun
with
numbers.
Are they good or are they bad?
It depends. If they're good numbers,
Tommy
they count.
Tommy Pham's having a really good spring, so that matters for my agenda on that being a terrible trade.
And how about the activity of Tommy on Twitter continues? The Boys and Girls Club of Tampa said, you're the kind of inspiration we would like to have come. He said, I'm hopping on up. Going to make an appearance, as you know he would. All right, spring stat numbers, fun with numbers. A little later, Mike Kern from the Valley, he's always got great nuggets, tournament nuggets for you. Chuck will be wearing his Bradley Braves letter coat. That's coming up with the Midday Grind. We'll continue here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box.